For CRI, I'm Alexander Orcott. Chinese President Xi Jinping has told his ministers and provisional governors to sharpen their skills and modernize the government. He made the comments at a workshop of the Communist Party of China's Central Committee Party School. Xi says the goal is to find a stable and effective system for development, the well-being of the people, and society's long-term stability. The president says that will only happen if the party and officials' integrity, capability and skills are improved, and the efficiency of the party, government departments, public institutions, enterprises and civil organizations are raised. The honorary chairman of Taiwan's Kuomintang Party has arrived in Beijing for a four-day visit. Lian Chan is leading a delegation from the island to visit urban and rural construction sites in Beijing. He's also due to meet with Xi Jinping, General Secretary of the Communist Party of China, and attend a forum here in Beijing. Lian's visit comes after the chief officials on cross-straits affairs from the mainland and Taiwan met formally last week for the first time since 1949. Meanwhile, the State Council's Taiwan Affairs Office has released a new statement saying the mainland welcomes a possible meeting between leaders of both sides. Lian Chan has been making frequent trips to the mainland as the honorary chair of the KMT since 2005. Iran's supreme leader has gone on record saying he's not optimistic about Iran's nuclear negotiations with the P5+1 in Vienna. Ayatollah Ali Khamenei is being quoted as saying while he's not opposed to the talks, he says he's not optimistic about their outcome. Khamenei has described the United States as the enemy of the Islamic Revolution, saying U.S. hostility towards Iran will not end with the nuclear negotiations. Iran and the so-called P5+1 grouping are set to resume negotiations later on today in Vienna to try to secure a long-term deal connected to Iran's nuclear programs. The Chinese government has also issued a new statement saying the talks are now at a critical stage. China also urges all parties involved to stick to a negotiation to resolve the issue. Chinese Vice Foreign Minister Li Baodong will be the leading Chinese envoy in the upcoming talks. Italy's president has asked the young leader of the Democratic Party, Matteo Renzi, to try to form a government. This after Renzi engineered the overthrow of ousted Prime Minister Enrico Letta in a power grab within the party. Renzi is the 39-year-old mayor of Florence. Renzi's first challenge is to form a coalition government that will survive confidence votes in both houses of parliament. Analysts are suggesting this may be a challenge as Renzi's aggressive power grab has alienated some within his own Democratic Party. Renzi orchestrated a mutiny within the Democratic Party to oust Enrico Letta as premier last week, accusing him of failing to jumpstart Italy's economy, even though Italy reported its first GDP growth in nearly 3 years that same week. The Russian government has issued a caution to UN Arab League Special Envoy to Syria, Lakhdar Brahimi, telling him not to take sides in the Syrian domestic conflict. This comes after Brahimi suggested the second round of Geneva talks have reached a deadlock after the Syrian government delegation rejected his proposal to prioritize the creation of a transitional governing body during the next round of negotiations. Syria's ambassador to the UN has since refuted the claim, saying the Syrian government has accepted the envoy's proposed agenda. The Syrian government is blaming the opposition for rejecting the proposal. Moscow has since gone on record saying Brahimi should be helping the government and opposition increase mutual trust. Attempts to reach at least 200 miners trapped underground at an abandoned mine in South Africa have hit an impasse, with the miners refusing to leave. An estimated 200 men became trapped through the weekend after becoming embroiled in a dispute with a rival faction of illegal miners who ended up robbing them and trapping them underground. While 22 of the trapped miners have emerged, the rest are refusing to leave the mine amid fears of being arrested after they come out. The original 22 who did leave the mine have since been arrested. Former French President Jacques Chirac has been admitted to hospital in Paris. A member of the 82-year-old's entourage says the former French president has been admitted with an acute episode of gout. Chirac has been in poor health for a number of years. He underwent kidney surgery in December. Those are your latest headlines from CRI. I'm Alexander Orcott.